We have detected that your eyes bugged out of your head like a wolf cartoon.
And your tongue hit the floor. What is wrong with you?
Excuse me, please stop saying awooga.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm joined this week by Allie and Larry. I'm glad that you guys have just taken it upon yourselves to do your own air horns, because obviously I dropped the ball week after week. So.
Insert crowd noise here.
Yeah, right. I guess I could do that post-production. I'm just too lazy.
Nah, it'll be fine. No worries.
Yeah. So, so what's good with y'all?
Nope.
Okay. Right along, what's good with you, Larry?
All right, so
is that a nope to both of you?
I think we were both noping.
Like, actually, I've been quiet for long enough. I shall talk.
Okay.
Let me speak. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So as everyone knows, I wasn't on here last week, and that was because I was not feeling well, so I needed to take a personal day that day.
Check.
And then after that happened, I had already planned on taking some PTO days at work anyway, but I came to a conclusion. I was like, you know what? I need a full mental reset.
Okay.
Just silence. And this came in after I was supposed to be on PTO, but ended up working all day anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, you know what? I need to prioritize what is me and mine, for lack of better words. And then everyone can just wait until I'm done. Right.
Yeah.
So for the past 2 days, I've been radio silent, very minimal interaction with anyone, just enough to where like, hey, I'm alive type stuff. And it has been great. I have been binging. In the past 48 hours, I have watched the entire series of Harry Potter.
God,
that's a lot.
I have watched the entire series of what's that fucking movie called? The one with Jennifer Lawrence.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. I've watched all the Hunger Games.
I was thinking Jennifer Gardner, and I was thinking Alias.
Ooh, I am so glad you just freshened up on Hunger Games, because that'll play into book club. Perfect.
Ooh, oh. It does kind of, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I'm feeling refreshed, great, and ready to, run the streets butt naked. So
good, because a handful of people kind of thought you were dead for the last couple of days and keep asking me.
No, honestly, Allie was like, is it too much to ask to get you to come over and boost me up to look in Larry's window? We just want to make sure he's breathing, like hold a mirror over his face.
Yeah, dude, like I said, it's been a refreshing experience. I've answered zero work emails. Now, however, I do return to work tomorrow on a Friday out of all days.
That's a good day to come back, isn't it?
It's going to be hell because I have answered no one. No one whatsoever. So it's going to be awesome.
All right. Dude, I do have to say, I understand where you're coming from. When we went to the beach last year, I legitimately, and we made an effort to do this. We were not allowed to look at our phones more than like maybe 30 minutes to an hour every day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was the most liberating, just like, God, like, I feel like I kind of understand why, you know, these tribes that are just out in nowhere's land, you know, that are just completely disconnected from like Western society and all that. I understand why they're like, nah, we're good. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, we have a lot of amenities and all this stuff, but it's like, dude, it's simple life.
Yeah.
Sometimes complexity and like, God, it is just unnecessary. I don't know, filler, for lack of a better term. But, dude, that's awesome. I'm glad you took some time to yourself, dude.
Yeah, man.
Excuse me. Jesus.
Good.
I just need some PBR to wash down that tickle. Well, we missed you last week, man, for sure.
Yeah. I missed you guys, too. And if you don't mind, Allie, I'm pause your video over here on your phone because something happened.
I'm getting a spam call, so just let it ring, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So, wait. I'm confused. Now, what is this bigdickdans.com? Why are they calling you?
They're saved as a contact. They would not come up as spam.
No, it's time for your... they're actually trying to reach her about her automatic renewal.
God. They're like, can we interest you in this huge dildo? Oh, we can't? Well, what about extending your car's warranty? Oh my God. Well, so I'm not gonna, I don't know if I should ask Allie if, do you have something positive to say today? Or for your positive thing
like
to
she
say?
Does. Like right off she the rip, she's like,
she
no.
just noped me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a weird week.
Yeah. I mean, like, hey, you know what? Hope you're not looking for an argument. Because this guy definitely, it's been a fucking week. So, but you know what? I have a crisp, cold, tall boy PBR in my right hand. And holy hell, I forgot how good these taste when they're really cold.
Yes, exactly. Now for everyone that knocks me on drinking fucking PBR,
goes PBR's good. Good.
I have never.
No, it's not you guys. It's okay. Not you guys. Yeah, it's just everyone else in the world, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, why are you drinking PBR? Everybody knocks
me for drinking Bud Light. And I'm like, sorry, you're not a crispy boy, but okay.
God, I'm sorry you don't like beer. Like,
I'm not a beer snob all the time.
Same, but, yeah. Like, I know beer. I also like cheap beer.
Thank you. I respect all beers. I don't discriminate. Come on, man.
All beers, lives matter.
Oh, yes. God.
There you go.
Is this the right climate to be saying that?
Wait a second. Time out. Shit, dude. We just got canceled.
Oh, fuck. Wait, I have a little positive thing because this really stood out to me.
What's up?
There is this just especially annoying lady at work. Mm-hmm. And she is so sweet, but goddamn, she is annoying. And yesterday, in the peak of just having a shitstorm of a day, and things are finally dying off, and she finally goes away, she makes a point to come back, and she's like, Allie, thank you so much. You are so patient, and you are just so kind, and you are just a lovely person. And it was so genuine that I was like, okay, thanks. Like, it was so nice, because I'm like, ready to punch the next person that walks through the office door.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you are lovely. And I'm like, oh.
I'm going to actually piggyback on your good thing this week.
Good.
There is a guy that works at Kroger on North Shore. Only know his first name. His name is Alex.
Yeah.
If you see him and he's working, he is legitimately the most cheerful, nice individual.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Hi, sir. How are you doing? You know, and I mean, hell, he looks like he's maybe my age, maybe a little bit younger, kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing? You know, and I'm doing great. I can't complain. You know, and I'm just like, did I just get like transported onto like the set of fucking Leave It to Beaver or something? Like, what the fuck just happened? But like, I just
too blessed to be stressed.
God, is that a show title?
But I don't know. John Mulaney may sue us if we use that.
Oh God, I think he's got bigger fish to fry at the moment.
So I'm not gonna lie, I should probably know who that is. I don't know.
Man. Oh my goodness, who are you, Allie?
Hey, fuck. I get references, man.
Damn it. Wait, if we spell it with like numbers, do we get by it?
I think we'd
too blessed to be stressed. And just the letter B, obviously. I mean,
obviously. Yeah, and the number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that dude is, so I do all of our grocery shopping on show days or whatever. So he's just like always happy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how do you do it?
Yeah.
How do you do it, guy?
Yeah.
Like, but he's always incredible to come across in Kroger. So, I did want to do one other thing prior to us getting right into the meat and potatoes. There are two fellows that are listeners now that come back from my elementary days back in Granger County, and that is Brandon and Andy. I just wanted to give you guys a specific shout out. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast, and please tell your friends and family, man. If you guys dig it, rock and roll. I get texts from Brandon occasionally, and yeah, man, he's digging it, and I don't know. It's really awesome when you guys are liking the material and stuff. And if you have any suggestions or recommendations and stuff, obviously we have we've got the tetherradio@gmail.com email, and hell, Brandon, you've got my number. So but anyway, I just wanted to do that, and yeah, man.
Man, so, I've got a couple friends that, excuse me, some friends that listen and some friends that don't, that sure send me so many links and stories and just weird shit. And I love it. Like, if you ever think you're sending me too much shit, you're not. Keep sending it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love weird stuff. I can only cover so much on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I still love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell so yeah. Send it to me because no one sends me shit.
Yeah. And Larry's email is millimeterpeter@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I can't believe you got that as an OG. It didn't even have any numbers on it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you have to get started from like middle school.
Hell yeah. Mm.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I actually got Pico Deco. So. No, I'm just kidding.
That's pretty good, though.
Anywho. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you to all the listeners out there. And we were kind of spitballing prior to recording. If you guys want to give us whatever people to give some shout outs for birthdays or anniversaries or whatever, the sky's blue today. Fantastic. We can give a shout out. So we love to do that. So anywho, where should we start with this episode?
I have a thing that might sort of be a new segment. We will see.
Okay.
My
interest is peaked.
I have a friend who made a Tinder account as a bit. Like, okay, she did it.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Do. Yeah.
No, it's good.
And then they find their husbands.
She let me write. She let me write her bio, and I just keep tweaking it. But she just
wait her
me,
bio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
I.
I'm kidding. I was trying to make it sexual. It fell flat.
I was like, I don't. I'm not following. Yeah. Okay.
Her bio. Oh.
Yeah. It was more one of those. Oh, her bio, and then I looked around. Nobody got it, and. Yeah. Price is right. Price is wrong, bitch.
So she said she would show me potential like weird conversations she gets and stuff. But so far, I've just had a couple dudes' bios. And this guy is 25. And this is his bio. Here's a list of sounds that I like.
What the fuck?
Listen.
Throwing... Is macaroni and cheese one of them?
Gross. No, that's Pornhub comments, my dude. Okay. A list of sounds this guy likes. Throwing wood into a dumpster. Large metal gate creaking open. Resting birds all flying away at once. Stepping on hollow sticks. Very distant hum of an airplane or a large truck. Those are very different sounds. Vibrating.
Did you say I'm looking for a hookup, not like my next ASMR podcast, right? Like, motherfucker?
Are you a Foley artist? Like, back off. Okay.
A Foley artist.
Vibrating stacked glassware. A dog yawn with that little squeal afterward.
Vibrating stacked glassware? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like kind of like in a movie whenever like there's something coming.
Yeah.
Something big. Yeah. And then like all the glasses just starting to clean together.
The joysticks on a PlayStation 2 controller, a ring falling on the floor, someone laughing on the phone, a cigarette burning, a tube television turning off, and sparkling water bubbling. My dude, who hurt you?
No, this dude is just like, he wants to hook up with like, no shit.
A Foley artist.
Foley artist or okay, like ASMR.
Foley art is like the art of making the sound effects, but you use like weird shit. So like not just pre-recorded, but like you're the one like wavering a cookie sheet to make the sound of thunder or whatever.
Broken bones, like twisting a piece of celery or something like that, you know, and just like it's it would actually be really cool.
I have questions for this guy. Like, what's his dating demographic? Like, what's he going after?
Time out. We know that because he had to swipe on you, right?
I don't know how Tinder works.
No, maybe her friend just screenshotted. Maybe it came up on her thing and she read the bio and she just screenshotted it.
Yeah, I think.
The question did your friend swipe right?
I don't know
right?
how it works either. I've only been doing it for like 3 years now. No, I'm just kidding.
She was like, this guy's insane. I was like, okay, like, I'm interested. Like, he's a psychopath, but I'm interested.
That's a very well-worded bio, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's some very specific sounds there.
I am probably 85% sure that he copy-pasted it off, like...
No.
Interesting bios or something.
No.
I wonder if you could like rewrite. Well, can't you like rewrite a portion of it and then copy paste it into like Google or something?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. So my friend's bio at the moment, I will not read all of it because it might give away the friend. But one says strongest baby ever, maybe, which is a TikTok reference to that Petey guy. You know, PD with the long hair that like plays all the skits.
Yeah.
Him. His like most recent one. Huh. No thoughts, just vibes. And LMAO, who even reads these?
Well, hey. I think I have an idea as to who your friend is.
I mean,
is.
Sure, probably, but.
It totally sounds like her vibes.
But I wrote it.
Yeah, but you two are the same person.
Fine.
Huh. Okay. All right, well, I'm just going to nod my head and be like, I'm in on the joke, guys.
Yes, I get it.
You know what's funny? This.
Daniel, would you like to make $1,300 in 13, $1,300?
Yes. How would one go about doing that?
Go on.
Please.
There's a company that is seeking candidates to make $1,300 by watching 13 horror movies.
Oh, they do this every year.
It sounds like it's in your wheelhouse.
It's totally in my wheelhouse. The question is, I feel like I'm not the demographic they're looking for.
Yeah, because there's a specific reason why they're doing it. Okay, yeah. So $1,300, $1,300, or $1,300, 13 horror movies. Uh-huh. But they're creepy classic, and the people are monitored by, like, their heart rate is monitored to compare the fear factor of high and low budget films.
Okay.
So that's pretty basically cool. They want to know if House of 1,000 Corpses scares you more than fucking name an older movie.
Evil Dead.
Yeah. Sure. There you go.
I would
Finance
think so.
Buzz. Yeah. Finance Buzz, which is sounds like a front for
money laundering.
it's a front for some kind of cheap cocaine. It's a financial advice website announced that it's seeking a horror movie heart rate analyst mm-hmm. to watch 13 horror movies with a varying budget and compare the scares from big budget movies to their low budget counterparts. The chosen candidate will use a Fitbit. Out of all things, a Fitbit. Like, do you think that if you're conducting a study that is going to show reliable data that you would get a like legit EKG?
Should we ask the audience? Audience says
No, my dude, you're gonna
you're telling me that you can't afford some like fucking like super cheap ass electrode.
Right.
To like strap on a chest or what? I mean, also, like, come on.
It doesn't need to be like wearable in the sense of like you can wear it all day.
Yeah.
You're sitting and watching a movie.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
So they're giving you a Fitbit and that's how they're getting your heart rate, just by periodically checking.
So accuracy is at the utmost of importance.
Yeah. So do you want to be? There is zero margin for error.
Yeah. Right. Test,
okay. Do you want to know the name or the list of movie titles?
I've probably seen some of them. So wait, okay. Are these new or old or all over the board?
Both.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because you know,
I'll tell you if I've seen them. Okay.
Well, number one, Amityville Horror.
Yep. See it. The original, like 70s.
Or I don't know. I just have a name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're asking too many questions.
Sorry.
Number two, A Quiet Place.
Seen it.
A Quiet Place Part Two.
Have not seen it, but want to.
Candyman.
Old or new?
Don't know.
I'm assuming old because the new's out in theaters, I think, right now. So old is good.
Insidious.
Seen it.
The Blair Witch Project.
Seen it.
Never heard of it.
That was really good until they came out, like with the, you know,
that is creepy. Not a cult classic whatsoever.
Oh no, it's not a cult classic, but
Sinister.
Seen it.
Get Out.
Seen it.
The Purge.
I actually have not seen The Purge.
I love the concept of The Purge movies, but I can't do gore.
Really?
So I'm out.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
If they were books, I'd be in, but I can't watch gore.
Last week, I watched all of them.
All of The Purges?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you had to have a mental break this week, man.
Yeah, right, dude. I'm not going to lie. You needed a mental purge, bro.
Dude, I've been watching a shit ton of movies. Like, and it's mainly like chronological
like a whole
movie.
Series, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. All right, so Purge, Paranormal Activity.
Seen it. Real quick.
I've seen that.
Can I do a real quick tangent with Paranormal Activity? Uh-huh. So I made Megan watch that with me during one of our first, let's see, I would say, so she used to live up in Johnson City, so I'd drive up for the weekend and I'd just stay the entire weekend kind of thing. And it was either the first or the second weekend that I stayed up there with her. And so we were on the couch and I like pass out because we would booze and watch horror movies. And so I literally woke up at the end of the movie right before, and I'm sorry if you hadn't seen it, whatever, some shit gets thrown and it's like super jump scare at the end, and I accidentally punched her in the face because my arm was around her shoulder and I tried to cover my face, but I like punched Megan. She was like, what the fuck?
She's like, go back to sleep, bitch.
Yeah. Anywho, all right, so okay. Paranormal Activity
in the last. The last one is a 2018 remake of Halloween.
I actually didn't see that. That was still with Jamie Lee Curtis too, I think.
I don't know.
Or at least when they remade it.
I think so.
She like she aged pretty fucking well.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You know. So if you've already, I'm assuming that you can't have already seen these to do this. So
I don't,
that's got to be exclusion
know, but-
criteria.
Yeah, they said that the lucky candidate hired for this ghostly gig. I'm surprised 13 Ghost wasn't on here because that's a pretty fucked up. Are they either that or like House on Haunted Hill?
Yeah, that was good. But I mean, there's also like, I hate to be like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm a stickler when it comes to fucking horror movies.
Yeah.
There's been like three remakes of House on Haunted Hill. And the best one was like, I think back in like the 50s or something or 30s.
You didn't like, is it the one, is it the glass house one? House on Haunted Hill? Like the house is made out of glass or some shit like that?
Oh, I thought.
Or is that 13 Ghosts?
Yeah, I was going to say that's 13 Ghosts that you can see all the different things. Yeah, right. I believe.
So they said that the lucky candidate hired for this ghostly gig will be paid $1,300 for their efforts. We'll also provide the Fitbit, of course. They don't want you to buy your own.
Yeah.
during their movie marathon. And as a kicker, a $50 gift card to cover the cost of the movie rental. So they're not even paying for the fucking movies.
Wait, what? Yeah. Oh my God.
They're not paying.
Plus, I didn't realize. I figured this would be like 25 people that they, you know, took the average of or something. No, this is apparently one person.
That's not much of a study.
They have a budget. I'm assuming they have a budget of $1,350.
Yes. I was going to let you get there. I was rooting for you.
They had to make something on it, so it had to be $1,351.
Yeah, and apparently they can't, I don't know, they can't come up with the money all up front because they're having the people pay for the movies and then refund.
Yeah, dude, like that's like, oh, do you want to take part in this study? Oh yeah, you do. Cool. Well, we're just gonna give you all the shit. You do it yourself and you tell us how it comes out.
That's a scam. You don't
You're here from us in 6 to 8 weeks for payment.
Wait, why do I have to put these electrodes on my nutsack? I don't understand. What's
that's the best way to measure fear. Yeah.
No,
yep.
Why are you pushing your finger against my lips?
Your nuts shrink as soon as you get, you pucker up. Yeah. That's why they have an electrode on your butthole.
Yes. So it
puckers up as soon as you get fear. You get fear in your
body. Oh, so you guys too?
Yeah.
That's a normal human response.
So. Oh, man. Applicants are being accepted through September 26th. So if anybody listening to this,
you are run the other way. If anybody's listening,
sure they're just looking for one person. Are you sure? Because it says applicants.
It says the lucky.
Well, there would be multiple the lucky applicants.
Candidate.
Oh, right.
The lucky candidate is what they said. The winning candidate will be will be announced on October 1st. So this article will be on the newsletter, obviously. Yep. If you're interested in signing up, go in there and click to apply, as I see Daniel already applying.
I don't know what you're talking about. Type, 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 click, click, click. Sorry, Noisegate won't hear my computer. Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, so I see you already have one, or no, maybe not. Do you want to, since we're in the creepy whatever, yes. You want to talk about some Grady Hendrix?
And I am going into this blind because I wanted it to be a surprise for me too.
Okay, so, rock and roll. Let's do it.
Grady Hendrix, I almost said friend of the pod, but I don't think he knows we exist.
He's our friend. Now, it may not be reciprocated, but...
Just like the last podcast, dudes are definitely friends of the pod.
There you go.
So, Grady Hendrix is a horror writer, and I just really like the dude. I bring him up on the podcast all the time, but he wrote a horror store that's the one that's set in, like, a knockoff IKEA overnight that ends up being, like...
It's gnarly.
Gnarly, like, just wild. He wrote Final Girl Support Group, which I need to get around to reading, and he wrote the Vampire Book Club thing that has the
Southern
super long
Women's
name.
Book Club.
Oh, here we go again with this shit.
Yeah. Anyway, his stuff's fun.
Trying to figure out.
His stuff's fun. He apparently had a Twitter thread about a man living in his roof. And apparently it's going viral again. It went around Halloween of 2019.
Wait, is this a man was actually doing this, or he was writing this?
He says.
Gotcha.
But I think that it's sure. He's trying to say it's true.
Sure.
But so he said everyone's telling scary stories for Halloween. Oh, this was all on Twitter, and it got enough press that if you Google like Grady Hendrix viral tweet, it'll be like, this dude tweeted this crazy story. Like, no one's even mentioning that he's, like, a best-selling author.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
So he says, everyone's telling scary stories for Halloween, so I'll talk about something that happened to me when I was a kid, because, hey, trauma never gets old. So when I was 9, I realized I could sneak downstairs after everyone was asleep, and I could eat anything I wanted in the fridge. No one ever noticed. I could make a peanut butter, cheese whiz, and mayo sandwich, eat leftover pizza.
Whoa, whoa. No. Can we just,
He was 9.
peanut butter, peanut butter, cheese whiz, and
mayo.
And mayo. Blech. Okay. Check.
I could eat leftover pizza. I could scrape the icing off birthday cakes. As long as I was careful, I could do anything. Creeping down was the hardest part. I had to navigate the pitch dark house all the way downstairs in total darkness like a tiny ninja. One night in May of 1981, we ordered from Fish and Shrimp House. I waited until everyone was asleep, and I crept downstairs to eat the leftover sweet and sour pork. It took forever. I finally stepped into the totally dark den, and I let down my guard. All of a sudden, I hear a fork click on the counter, and I froze. The microwave clock light showed the outline of a man sitting at our kitchen counter. He couldn't see me, but I could see him, a skinny guy eating our leftovers, drinking milk from the carton. I can't explain how terrifying it is for someone to be in your house. I slowly backed away. I crept upstairs and woke up my mom and dad.
So, first of all, I don't know why, but drinking milk out of whatever container is really disgusting to me.
It is. Something about, like, it like has so much smell around, like, the lid.
Because it gets dry around. I love milk, and I cannot
drink it from the jug.
Yeah. Wait, time out. Larry, do you like milk?
No.
Oh.
And not at all. No milk.
Chocolate milk, but that's it. I cannot drink, just regular flavored or unflavored, regular milk.
Regular flavored milk.
No, I call it cow flavored.
I've never been a fan of it.
So it freaks him out. He goes upstairs, wakes up his mom and dad. They make way too much noise and they take way too long. By the time they get downstairs, the kitchen's empty. Man. Everyone said, I read too many horror comics, so they blew off what I said. But no way was I pouring that milk on my cereal after seeing this dude drink from our carton.
Well, he said that he was eating something also, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. He doesn't explain that. I don't know.
I wonder if he was having
the guy could have quickly thrown that in the trash or whatever. And
true, but then those leftovers would have been gone.
True. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm not trying to.
We're following along.
Well, no, but I'm just saying in his defense,
yeah.
I've had some crazy realistic, almost hallucinations kind mm-hmm. of thing. That it's, night terrors yeah. almost kind of shit.
Yeah.
And also I've heard that really good horror authors or whatever, they have crazy active imaginations kind
sure,
of thing.
Sure.
So I don't know, but especially I don't blame him because I would.
As a 9-year old too. Yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
So he says, no, you're fine. He says, I started tracking the position of everything in the kitchen. One day the paper napkin holder was on the wrong side of the counter. Another day a mug was in a sink that was not there the night before.
Yeah.
My bedroom door didn't lock, so I kept a steak knife under my pillow. I must have stabbed myself in the hand 1,000 different times to make sure that it was there. Then in August, I was in my room. So that was in May.
Yeah.
Then in August, I was in my room reading when I looked up. There's an AC vent over my bed. Behind the vent, a pair of eyes were watching me.
That's terrifying.
Yep. Yeah. I freaked out and raised hell until my parents searched our attic and the crawl space under our house. Nothing. I wasn't very popular with the family for a few weeks. The last week of August, our house started to smell. One night, rice fell out of the vent over my bed.
Was it cooked?
It was maggots. It was not rice.
Oh.
The gross. AC people said something had probably crawled into our vents and died. Uh-huh. Turns out what had crawled into our vents and died was the guy. We lived in an old house with lots of space between the walls and big ducts. He's been living in them since at least May. He had put a foam pad beside my bedroom vent so he'd be comfortable while he watched me. The police said he had made lots of, quote, drawings, but when I asked, they pretended they hadn't said anything.
What?
Yeah, no that was a harmonica,
by the way. I heard just one harmonica, too. Yeah.
That was really weird. So Finn has a harmonica downstairs, holy shit.
Perfect timing right there.
Yeah, yeah, that was so ridiculous.
The police was like, we didn't say nothing about drawings. No one ever identified the guy. He was buried as a John Doe. To this day, I can't look inside the vents in houses. But sometimes when I'm at someone's house, I'll smell a little BO coming from their central air conditioning. And I'll wonder, who's living back there in their ducts? Who's living in the dark?
God, no wonder you fucking went into, horror and stuff.
Right?
If that's how you...
The person who, summarized, quoted all that and then summarized in between was like, okay, look, like, yeah, he's a horror writer. So let's take all this with a big old grain of salt and pray that it's not true.
Yeah.
And then there's links to other stories about people living in people's attics.
I wonder, which is a link that I will not click. Nope. But so I wonder, oh my God, I just completely lost my train of thought. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say.
I feel
damn
like
it.
You were going to say something like, I wonder what other stories.
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love.
What?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know where I was going to go with that. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Head empty.
Head empty.
Just smooth
eyes
brain.
Closing. PDR empty. No. Dude, yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Insanely creepy. Yeah. And but I do have to say that I'm glad that he went into writing horror.
Yeah,
because damn,
he's
agree,
so good. He's such
he really is good. I haven't did you read the last one, the final?
No, I haven't. I just didn't. I failed at reading for a while after that, but yeah. I might read it next now, actually.
Maybe. Yeah. For anybody.
I'm going to step it up for spooky season.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm already like starting my list for October.
I think we did this last year, but we're going to have to get into a lot of spooky recommendations because
yeah, tis
the season.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And Larry, you son of a gun, quit texting. Why don't you join the rest of the podcast?
This is real. Like, this is a real thing.
But
like, this actually happened.
He's saying it happened.
He's saying that it happened. Yeah.
And people are saying this is a horror writer. Let's hope that he's making it up.
Yeah. 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 So, what we will plan to do, and honestly, we need to. Yeah, I'm glad you actually brought this up.
Yeah.
We need to get some fun stuff going for October.
Yeah.
Because that's like one of, I don't know about your guys' households, but the Bradley household, holy shit. October is almost as good as December to us.
Man.
It's
better
like,
to me.
We try to do a horror movie a night.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we do, I think we did like 15 to 20 last year or something like that. So it just depends. But yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just like you're not feeling a 2-hour movie and that's all you got left on the list.
Yeah.
And
we will do an assortment of recommendations,
sure.
Whether it's short stories or whole movies or
for sure
single episodes of podcasts or books or
multimedia. Yeah. Yes.
We got this.
Let's start aggregating that stuff.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, cool. Well, since we're talking about horror, let's talk about the future.
I will tell you that harmonica is horror. I don't even have a toddler.
Imagine trying to literally just have a one train of thought.
Is that what I'm hearing in the background?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're hearing,
I didn't know.
Just one random, like, in the background.
Yeah.
Like it's the...
And it's just like, oh, my God.
There's a video on Twitter where a guy's got a harmonica in his mouth, and, like, it's just being held in his mouth, and someone punches him, and the sound just the funniest shit.
So Finn, being the almost 4-year-old that he is, has a teeny mouth. So he can fit his mouth over like one of the holes of the harmonica and play like one fucking note.
Aww.
And it's just like, he always ends up playing the fucking like highest note possible. And he's just like, wee, 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 wee. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, God, strike me down
that
where I stand.
That sounded very much like the thing in
yes,
horror movies.
Thank
like,
you. Yeah.
Ring.
It's like, it's either my son playing the harmonica or Michael Myers is about to come at me with a fucking chef's knife. Like, anywho.
No.
So I want to talk about robots that are being employed in Singapore.
Okay.
Which
Ooh.
I didn't realize that Singapore was considered one of the safest countries in the world. I mean, I just hadn't thought about it, kind of thing.
I don't know where I would think of.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, well, according to whatever, NDTV, I don't know.
Trusted source in DTV.
Trusted source. I mean, I'm not going to lie. We just came from, well, not yours, but not yours, Allie, but yours, Larry. We just came from the mirror, did we not?
I mean.
Yes. So. No. It wasn't mirror. It was UPI.
Oh, okay. I don't know who UPI is either. The mirror is.
So you're just the headline of yours. There's a lot to unpack.
Well, it was weird. And
I don't like robots and patrolling going together.
Thank you.
It's
mildly off-putting.
I don't like the term bad social behavior because what is that?
Thank you.
Who are you asking?
Yeah.
So to me, bad social behavior is being a conservative. But is that worth being arrested for? Probably. But not all the time.
See, so I have a different opinion on that. If somebody was spitting on the sidewalk or something.
Sure.
I'd be like, flag him, robot.
That's fair.
You know?
That's fair. It's be like boop, boop.
Come on,
$15 fine.
Yeah, and it just follows you around with this robot handout waiting for you to pay it.
It's just like, pay me or suffer the consequences. Yes. Pay me or suffer the consequences.
So Singapore has started trials of robots to patrol public areas and deter poor social behavior in its latest effort to further augment its strong portfolio of surveillance tools. There's a lot that I don't like about that sentence.
I'm also imagining, some dude goes to catcall some girl. He's like, hey, babe. And, as soon as he gets bae, the thing is like, whoop, whoop.
No.
It just puts it puts two hands between him and scoots him apart. And it goes, make room for God. ranked one of the safest countries in the world, Singapore has put two autonomous robots on trial to detect bad behavior, such as flouting of COVID-19 safety measures. Flouting?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Does that just mean just talking shit about just randomly spewing things?
Flouting. Well, so I figured it was disregarding. Kind of thing would be more accurate.
Refusing to respect or obey. That's a weird word. Flout.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
And then smoking in prohibited areas. That makes a lot more sense to me. Sure. And the improper parking of bicycles. Singapore's Home Team Science and Technology Agency said in a statement on Tuesday. The first rope. Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I just? Okay. If you. Cyclists.
We broke Larry.
Cyclists. Let's have a talk real quick. Sit down real quick, cyclist. Between the hours of 7 and 8 in the morning and 4 and 5 in the afternoon is not the ideal time for you to fucking be on the goddamn roads, okay?
Yeah.
You're holding up traffic. You're a liability. You're going to get, okay.
Roads that are not made for bicycles.
I love the cyclists. I love your gumption to get out there and get fit and all that stuff, but I will have zero qualms dooring you into the fucking gutter.
Do it when people are trying to go to work or getting off of work. First of all, why are you not at work?
Yeah.
Second of all, why are you on these fucking roads where you know people are taking to work?
Go to a 4-lane fucking road, dude.
They get towards the edge of the road, but they don't give you enough room to pass them. It's almost as if I'm here, get over it, stay behind me.
And I understand the share the road, but it's called sharing, and I drive a 2,500 pound vehicle, and you're a bitch. So, I don't mind to, muscle you off the road with my 2,500 pound vehicle.
And then you seem like the asshole for honking at them. Move!
Yeah.
Move the fuck out of the way. You're on a bicycle. You can go into the grass a little bit.
Or you could just choose to not bike on fucking Harden Valley. Yeah. That's a two-way or a two-lane road with no shoulder at fucking no shit. It's 10, it's like 10 on a Saturday or something like that. And I'm like, dude, if you're that fucking dedicated, you can get your ass out of bed and do it before all of us are trying to actually do shit on our Saturdays.
Get a goddamn Peloton.
Did we all just turn into boomers? Come on. Let's go back. Go back to this.
No, time out. Time out. I'm not done. No, I'm just kidding. Anywho. So one of the robots' name is Xavier, which I'm just like immediately, and this is just the nerd in me, I guess, coming out. Uh-oh. A finger's being...
I'll be back.
Okay. But anyway, so one of them is named Xavier, and it immediately makes me think of like Dr. Xavier from the X-Men, just because we're talking about like something robots that's traveling on wheels versus something that's traveling on wheels. Oh, I guess someone that's traveling on
that
wheels.
Really, that might be the reference. Like, that might be probably on purpose. Yeah. I would venture to say that's on purpose.
But so basically they said that they're going to be fitted with cameras and they're going to detect bad social behavior. Another thing that's very off-putting with this is they don't really define what that is.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, obviously, clearly we all have very different ideas.
I was joking, but yeah. Like the catcalling, sure. Yeah. Please do deter that. Yeah.
Well, like, how do you code that?
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like specifically the, you know, it's like if I hear this whistle tune, I'm going to issue a $50 fine.
We have detected that your eyes bugged out of your head like a wolf cartoon.
And your tongue hit the floor. What is wrong with you?
Excuse me, please stop saying awooga.
You know that your phone has the capability of recognizing sounds now, right? So,
dude, it always has. Anybody that thinks their phone's not listening to them at this point just should have their head examined. There's a wake word. It has to be listening for the fucking wake word. So
is this thing. I don't know if you can see that. There is this mode called sound recognition mode.
I just saw that on mine the other day. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Basically, what you can do is you can set it up to listen to specific sounds and your phone will alert you when it hears those sounds. So one of them is like crying child, a cat, a horn, a doorbell. Like when it hears those sounds come through.
You just rolled through those way too fast because I was trying to figure out like what situations I would really need my phone to recognize each one of those sounds, you know?
Dude, I don't know. And I just know that it's a feature.
It's like,
somebody cocking a shotgun. It's not even, cocking's not the word for that, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It didn't sound right.
So,
okay.
No, you're good. So it's just like you set your phone down, it hears a, and it just says, excuse you for you. Excuse me. Thank you, phone. My God.
You know? So, yeah. So when you say, how do you code that? I mean, it's already there, man.
Yeah, we're there, dude. The future is now. what's the meme from Malcolm in the Middle? The future is now, old man. Whatever.
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll show myself out. anywho, so they're, and this is the other thing that's really annoying about these fucking robots. The trial is taking place in an area with high foot traffic in central Singapore. So you've got this really cumbersome, goofy-ass fucking robot rolling it. You know no faster than, like, 1-2 miles per hour, you know?
Please, we're in Singapore. Kilometers.
Oh, that's a good point. My bad.
So it's a cyclist on a busy road during rush hour.
No, it's a cyclist on a busy road during rush hour. Who's a narc? Who's a narc?
My God, dude. It's a cyclist in rush hour in the highest gear on their bike. So their like legs are just fucking turning and they're going so nowhere. And they're a narc. So a spokesperson from the agency said on Monday that the robots would not be used for law enforcement during the trial. No shit. I mean, my God, can you really trial law enforcement? You know what I'm saying? It's like, thank you, Singapore, for drawing the line somewhere.
The U.S. has been doing this since, like, what, I don't know, the 50s?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still in a trial. We're still on a trial basis with our law enforcement.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's really just somebody that's dressed up as a fucking robot. Anywho, yeah, this is the future we're looking at, and I'm not gonna lie. There's gonna be fucking. There are gonna be decades before any of this shit is even remotely feasible. So.
Yeah.
But anywho, I thought it was interesting. This is the last thing I'll leave you with. Singapore's Home Affairs Minister, not even going to attempt the name, said in August the city-state aimed to have more than 200,000 police cameras by 2030. More than double the current number of cameras deployed across the island state in Southeast Asia. 200,000 police cameras by 2030. That's a lot of cameras, y'all.
Yeah, what is this, London?
I know, right?
What is this, Big Brother?
CCT. Dude, so did I tell you that I'm reading 1984 currently?
No. Good.
It's pretty gnarly stuff. Yeah, I didn't remember like the love story in it kind of thing.
Man, I've tried to read it and failed like four different times. I've read maybe half of it and then be like, meh.
Yeah, it kind of, I'm literally at 50%. And it's kind of petering out. I'm hoping something is going to happen other than enslavement of the population.
I'm so glad you said petered out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a story that I have one that I did not put on the spreadsheet because I failed at everything.
Welcome to the club.
This is
the Tether Radio podcast or the Fail Club podcast.
There is a petition organizer explaining why he is calling for a penis to be added to the dragon on the Welsh flag.
Huh. Okay.
Wants to make it a male.
No, it's already a male. God.
The penis. Is it going to be shown on the dragon, or is it just a random dick on the flag?
It's actually a human penis on a dragon.
I can't believe that you guys seem to have questions about what is obviously an open and shut story here. Okay,
Allie, you always bring these stories that are just completely like cut and dry,
just
dude.
Normal, boring shit. That's what I do. I find normal, everyday stories that everyone sees.
What is
right?
there to dissect here?
Mr. Ryan Williams, I don't know how to pronounce a Y with a little top hat on it, so we're going to call him Ryan. Ryan Williams is an artist and a Welsh researcher, and he has spoken to this website about his petition entitled, Demand That All Depictions of Our Dragon Have a Penis.
So why would you not just like shorten it to demand the dick?
You gotta be respectful.
Okay.
Mr. Williams says that the dragon depicted on the flag is a symbolic image of the royal lineage.
What? More. They were all dicks?
I mean, that's accurate.
Have you met royalty? So, that lineage is passed down from one Welsh royal to another. You mean to tell me the king giving the prince some dick?
I know,
what
are you right?
Here?
What's happening here?
Is the royalty passed down via penis?
Here, son, you must suckle on my penis.
Son, anyway. You must write this on your arm. Take this quill, dip it in your inkwell, and write Pin 15 Club.
Wee-oo, this is bad social behavior. So, my bro here says that adding genitals would make the flag historically and culturally correct. So, over the last 200 years, we've censored the dragon. This may be due to prudishness or just by mistake. However,
have you guys ever seen how big a dragon dick is?
I feel like seems proportional to its body.
Yes.
Right?
Because it looks more like a dog.
It looks
wings.
A lot like
Are the dragons, is it like a front on with the dragon and its hands are behind its head? Like
in a sexy pose.
What? That's a sword. That's a dragon dagger, dude.
Oh God. Yeah, it's pointy. It is pointy. It's sharp.
Like if it tried to procreate, dude, it would kill the lady dragon.
So do you want to put a needle and some balls on this red fucking dog?
He doesn't
thing?
Seem to say anything about balls, and I don't see balls.
Yeah, that's but what
the white one I'm assuming is a Great Dane.
It seems to be, yeah.
And it's got a peen.
Yeah.
And it's pointy
also very
as well.
Pointy, yeah.
Well, I think that's the original. Like that's an artwork right there. That's not their flag.
Oh.
They're saying they want that on the flag.
Okay, so if I Google Welsh
flag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welsh flag, I should be able to see
No dragon dick.
Flag.
Yeah, that's just I feel like
Due to censoring it, many poets, writers, artists, etc., wrongfully, unknowingly depicted our dragon as a female. My petition.
Oh, fuck you.
Some people might think that my reasons.
Fuck you.
People might think that I'm sexist, but I'm not. I'm highlighting how the Welsh dynasty portrayed the dragon within their realm.
Okay, so first of all,
it's not that I'm sexist, but this dragon needs a dick.
If you go ahead, do me a favor, Google Welsh flag, and it looks nothing like the picture that's on this article. The flag.
I feel like things were so crudely painted and stuff back then that it's like it's basically right.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? That it's like.
Yep.
It's basically like us trying to do the Mona Lisa with the resolution of like fucking 32 by 32 kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pixels. So it's like you get the idea. You know what you're looking at, but like, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to discern a fucking dragon dick or a non-dragon dick.
No,
or it is a dragon. Why are we even talking about dicks?
Okay, like, so now we get into mythology and mythology. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
and like were dragon dicks like they are on dogs? Like were they just kind of like?
Did you just say a dragon dick on a dog?
Okay, no, I'm trying to figure out the anatomy of a dragon.
Okay,
dick. Or you know, like for example, with a cat, is it visible? Or does it like does it retract back in? Does it just hang
actually,
out like a horse's
cat,
dick? Like
cat I mean, dicks are really weird, aren't they?
Yeah, like they don't.
They're like
show
hooked or something.
Unless they're
yeah.
I don't think so.
No, cat dicks are thorned. They're thorned.
Okay.
Thorned?
Yeah, they have thorns in them. That's why when you hear cats mating, it sounds like they're being tortured because they literally are being ripped
painful.
From the inside. Yeah. But. Dude, you don't know if a dragon's dick would be like visible.
No.
You know why? Because we're pretty sure the dragons didn't fucking exist.
Right.
It's like if you want to talk about dinosaurs, that's one thing. Now a dino dick, I'll talk about a dino dick.
This guy just keeps going. I just want to be like, my man. No one cares. Like, why is this the thing you are so worried about?
Yeah.
This is
the question that I would pose to this man. Is this the hill you want to die on, guy?
Right.
Like, seriously? Dragon right. dick? Is that really what the battle you want to choose?
This just gets me thinking about, you just say dino dick, like.
Think I'm about how big a Tyrannosaurus yes. rex penis
yes.
is.
Yes, because, I mean, I'm just trying to think of the logistics of this thing, trying to fuck another We're all no. Obviously,
wait a second.
There's
so they're
be
like
female T-Rex.
Wait, aren't there? Yeah, they're
T-Rexes are boys. This is canon.
But they're basically they're basically like overgrown birds with no feathers, right? Like
I guess.
Dinosaurs
there's
are.
There's a lot of evidence saying they had feathers.
Okay, so yeah. even okay, so overgrown birds.
Right, right.
So I would think that it would be very similar to a bird dick.
Oh God.
Y'all ever seen
which
a bird
again
dick?
Is not visible until it's ready to use.
I wouldn't think so, right?
So, therefore,
have we seen
a dragon dick is not
it.
Visible until it's ready to use.
Rooster
so, fuck you guys.
Dick.
Are any critters' dicks just out all the time other than humans?
Horses? Dogs?
No, they're not.
They're in their little sack.
Yeah, that's not out, man. That's but what I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying. You can see it.
You see like the sleeve.
In order for you to see a bird's dick, you'd have to shave it, I guess.
They call it a cloacal kiss. I just vomited a little bit. Now that might have been the hot like last sip of the PBR, but I think it was the cloacal kiss.
Well, if I think birds, female birds, just have the one hole for all their business, right?
Yeah. Ugh. True. It's a dirty hole. Oh, can that be a
dirty hole?
That's in the yeah.
Well, I am once again canceling the podcast.
I'm sorry.
I've been wondering about this for a long time. Like, how did dinosaurs have sex?
Have you not seen those memes that are just like basically like two dinosaurs of the exact same shape and size, just like copied and like pasted, and they're like none of these ways make sense. Like, checkmate, science. They didn't exist.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I don't understand. But what were you saying?
Well, no, I was just gonna say, like, coming back to the penis flag, dude.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I think that this man, his efforts are misdirected. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
He's just sorry.
Kind of like this family's this poor family. They tried to do their best. They tried to do what was right. But in the end, they still did what was right. But it wasn't what they thought that what they were going to do. Yeah, you try to unriddle my riddle that I just riddled.
I'm not going to lie. You just said that. I got dizzy and then vomited a little bit in my throat. So,
dude, listen, I have not had any human contact in I don't know how long. So
that's your own fault.
Yeah. Family baffled as cat comes back from the dead hours after cremation.
So just right from the top here.
We know what's happening.
Okay.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. Do they know what cremation
means? I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, did they say they cremated their cat and they just like put some gas on it and like threw a match on it or something?
Anyone with a little bit of brain matter in their head can pretty much determine where this is heading.
They cremated a different cat. Yes. And then their cat came home.
Yes. Pretty much. That's what sums it up. So this family, listen to this. Listen to this.
I'm sorry. But that is so absolutely incredible. Like,
you're like, oh good.
Oh, Snuffles. Snuffles, I hate that you're dead. And then they burn it and then they're like, oh, hey Snuffles.
I mean,
do we keep what we thought was Snuffles or do we throw do we just throw, because that's not Snuffles. Snuffles is actually still here. Do we keep the ashes?
This is like a scene off of a comedy movie. Where like your pet sitting and the pet dies, and then you have to go to the pet store and find one that's similar.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so they've had this cat for 14 years. This is a 14-year-old cat, god. Right? The motherfucker runs away, right? Because it's let outside for some reason.
Yeah,
this cat's name is Simba.
Of course it is.
So the cat went missing and they discovered a dead black cat on the road by their home the following day. So they're like, oh, this is our cat.
Sure.
So the family, you know, obviously was devastated and they had to break it to their kids or whatever. The cat's name is Simba. Mm-hmm. Simba hadn't come back all night, the husband says. I'm sorry, I don't know who's
saying. Did they say, well, that's just the circle of life?
Oh.
Sorry, anyway.
Simba hadn't come back all night and my husband got up early to go to the gym when he saw a dead cat that had been hit by a car, the wife explained. We were crying and my son was devastated. Ugh. So the couple tucked the cat up and then took it to the vet. had an emotional ceremony and purchased a headstone to remember her boy. Right.
Okay.
They paid $60 in fucking the Queen's coin for the because again, this is coming from Mirror, so it's
gotcha.
UK.
60 pounds sterling. Sorry, I think that's how you're required to say it.
So they cremated it. They cremated the cat. They're quoted saying, "We've had her all her life," meaning their daughter, I'm assuming. Did it say daughter or son?
You just said daughter.
But she said, "My sons were devastated." Anyway,
maybe they meant they had the cat, all of the cat.
Oh, life. Yeah, the cat.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
We have had her all her life, so we thought that she deserved a proper send off because, you know, she's such a big part of the family.
Of course.
Anyway, so when they return, they broke the news to their heartbroken son, a 17-year-old. And a 5-year-old. But just a few hours later, the family were left dumbfounded when Simba turned up at their door. Dude, okay, all of this was caught on CCTV. this fucking cat just comes strolling back in like nothing ever happened. The family is crying, heartbroken, devastated, and all this shit. And then like, a couple hours later, hey guys, what'd I miss? 14-year-old fuck just comes.
God. No, my question is, you said a 13-year-old fucking cat. 14. Dude, that cat's like, what, 4 years over what it should be or something?
No, cats live for a long time.
Yeah, there was a 35-year-old cat.
Yeah. Right, okay, no. But we're talking, like, we're talking about average.
My parents' cat lived to be 17 or 18 or something.
Jesus. Note to self, never get a cat.
They sleep so much and they're so fucking grumpy that they're filled with hate. Right? So they live forever.
How are they grumpy? All they do is eat and sleep.
Dude. Allie, has he met Goomba? I haven't met Goomba, but like apparently this motherfucker's grumpy.
He's not grumpy. Right?
I thought he was grumpy. I thought he was a grumpy boy.
No, he's just a grumpy old man because Mia wants to play and Goomba just wants to chill.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's not grumpy.
Yeah.
But he's just like, this fucking kid. Goomba's...
Oh, my God.
I got him in... I think I got him in 09, so Goomba's 12. But, like...
Huh.
When I had to put Polly down and he was 14 and, like... Yeah. I didn't think of that as like old.
Mid to late teens is normal.
I think a lot of people's cats live to be like 20.
20?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's a long commitment.
I don't want
dude.
An animal. It's that a long commitment. It's like,
yeah.
It's like having a child.
Like when I got Miette, I was.
It's like having a child.
I just.
No, it is not, Larry. I can't believe that you would even say that. But
no, I'm just saying, like, the long term of it all.
Does your son cost more than. And require more than a cat.
Yes.
I know. The fact that you even hesitated.
So,
no, I'm just kidding.
When this cat, shut up. When this cat returned, they were trying to cheer the boys up with pizza. And then the son went on a walk with his girlfriend. He went to walk his girlfriend to the car and then he saw a little cat come wandering down the driveway. Everyone was screaming that Simba had come back from the dead and were all so happy and celebrating.
I would be terrified. I feel like I'm living out Pet Cemetery.
Yes. I was
just about to make that reference.
Hey, I know my crowd.
So, like, how would you feel after this happened and you just like, you're like, wait a second. So whose fucking cat did we just cremate?
Okay. Well, at least it was already dead.
Yeah.
Like at least they didn't like put a cat down.
I thought there was a cat that was like deeply asleep and they just like tossed some like fuel on it. And like, they're like, yeah, we're going to cremate it. You know, God. Y'all ever cremated animals before? I didn't realize they legitimately like took it, you know, to get.
Yeah, created. they bought a headstone for it and
a
everything.
Headstone?
Yeah, were you not listening to me?
I'm sorry. Well, I was trying to. I was my PBR ran out. I was looking for another beverage. I apologize.
God. Yeah, they paid $60 for the cremation and then £25 yeah. for a headstone.
Gotcha.
To give Simba the send off that she deserved. Dude. So
jeez. Okay.
What the fuck?
Well, I will just tell you that. That is fucking ridiculous. And that, honestly, I feel sorry for the kids because, like, that was traumatic.
Psych! I mean, your cat's alive.
Yeah, right? It's like, I mean, it ended well, but it's like, God, I hope they don't get, like, preconceived notions about, like, grandpa or something, you know? It's like, oh, we had grandpa cremated. Well, we'll just wait to see. Oh, he's back.
Oh, God.
And it's like, oh, God, no, that's just the man living in the roof. Oh,
my goodness.
Let's stay in the UK, though.
All right.
That's cool. Okay. I'm gonna tell you guys about, I came across this, I hope I didn't already cover this. I don't think I did. Came across this subreddit called Ask a Brit.
Okay.
And this is what it was. What are some things about America that confuse you / make you say WTF? And I was like, all right, let's talk. Because I love regional just differences and stuff. It's like, you know.
I love when people get called out for being American on a post because someone will be like, hey guys, happy Friday. And some Kyle will be like, it's Thursday. And they're like, not in the whole world, Kyle. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in Australia, man. It's Friday morning.
Yeah.
Have another beer, Kyle.
Yeah. So this is one of the only like manners that if somebody called me a Yank, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I will be offended. So, because I love the South, and I'm just going to say. Anywho, so I'll just go through some comments about it. I only have probably about, 8 to 10, something like that.
Okay.
Why so much sugar is added to your food stuff? I think that's like a question that Americans have at this point. Because, I mean, like, a lot of the time, sodium and sugar, a lot of the times it doesn't need it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. When I visited the U.S., the tipping was something that made me say, what the fuck? Obviously, I knew tipping is common in the U.S. I just thought it was restaurants and bars. Going as far as to being asked to tip when buying a takeaway coffee from a stand is bizarre. And I think that it's...
Yeah.
I think that we've gotten to this point with tipping in the U.S. that it's like... If you suggest it, most people will do it. And I say that because I do it also. I'll get a takeaway, which, in my opinion, I justify it that it's like, dude, everybody's going through some shit currently with the pandemic stuff. Do I normally tip a lot on takeaway? No, I don't because I'm not being waited on. Now, it could be argued, you know, staff in the kitchen, all that stuff. I don't know. I feel like I would, I think it's kind of cheap that it gets put on the consumer versus, or the customer versus the employer, you know?
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, well, we can pay you guys less because you guys will make tips.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of shit.
Yeah.
But anyhow, not including sales tax on price tags. I love this like issue. I would absolutely love if businesses would just be like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to fucking make it a round price or whatever, you know, and not just be like $3.99. Oh, it's psychological. You think that you're getting a deal, but you know, and it's like, fuck your think, you know, fuck that. Maybe that does work. Obviously it probably does work because people do it, but it is very irritating that you have to like, well, it says, it says $5 and why is it $5.45? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. this was where I was like, and I hope this is the right button. It was. You don't butter your sandwiches. Ugh. Children driving cars. The sheer surplus income. The opposition to the state.
Wait, hold on.
Well, you lost me driving... a surplus income, I'll tell you what.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
What I was. Okay. So first of all, I think the driving age in the UK is 18. And that, so that's only 2 years.
Yeah.
But surplus income?
Well, okay, so that was not my focus, but yes, I completely agree with you guys.
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen our health care? Have you seen how expensive every fucking thing is? You want to bitch and complain about our sales tax and shit or whatever, and then tell us we have surplus income?
And also, like, hate towards the state? Like,
yeah, opposition to the state. It's like, wait, what? It's like everybody's rolling around and fucking like...
that's what our country was based on also.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we left, you fucks.
Why don't you bow down? So I actually took more issues with the only one you guys have not.
The buttering your sandwich?
Oh my God, what? And then somebody responded... Like they did a quote or whatever, like a quote comment.
Yeah.
You don't butter your sandwiches. They don't. What? And I was like, I was thinking about like, maybe I should put butter on my like mustard, ham, and Swiss or whatever. And then I was like, no, that sounds terrible. I don't want that. Unless it's fucking like I'm buttering two pieces of toast to fucking fry and then make into a sandwich kind of thing. But is that, I didn't realize that buttering sandwiches was common. I know they love their toast.
I feel like all their food is so bland that like they're only buttering a sandwich instead of putting like special sauce on it or something because
they're only buttering it because just like toasted bread tastes shit. Yeah. It's like, do you realize how much water or, I'm sorry, tea you'd have to drink with that? No, I'm kidding. Let's see. Waiting until you're 21 to drink alcohol. I agree with this to a degree. I know that I would be completely irresponsible as an 18-year-old to drink. But at the same time, if you're asking me to go, you know, potentially be drafted for my country, I should be able to go have a beer.
Yep.
That's my take. Hot take.
I am absolutely guaranteed to be tried as an adult, but I can't drink a beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah. Agree. If I'm an adult, I should be able to be doing... I should be able to adult.
Yeah.
You know, let me smoke my stick.
Also, I could get a tattoo on my 18th birthday, but I couldn't drink a beer.
Yeah.
Which one lasted longer?
Let's be honest. If you're not drinking by the age of 18... Come on.
So, truth be told, that was the year that I had my first, like, that I actually got drunk for the first time. I had had a sip of beer kind of before that, but, and I smoked weed the same year, so. For the first time. Yeah, I was like, fuck it, I'm 18, motherfuckers.
I don't think I got, I think I was like 20 when I got drunk for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. And even then, it was like once or twice.
So, and I'm not going to like rattle off statistics or anything, but I had seen some statistic that if you drank, and I'm saying drank as in like had multiple beverages before the age of, I want to say 14, you're like something like 30% more likely to be an alcoholic. Like, which, I mean, that kind of, that makes sense, you know, to a degree. Because it's like, at that age, you don't really know what willpower is at that point. So it's like, well, this makes me feel good, and more of it makes me feel better. So, well, later, y'all.
Next thing you know, you're butt chugging at the Pike House. No! I mean,
did you see that video? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to ask you guys not to react to this too much, but
I don't know what that is.
I can't really see that.
Looks like a bird. Oh, shit. Is that your hand?
Oh, no. I heard about that. Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Somebody, okay. Well, so,
we'll get back to that.
I'll wrap up real quick because we're going to have to, we got to get this stuff going.
Yeah, good. Because I also have to get going to deal with that. So
cool. Okay. Yep. Okay. Last one. TV evangelist, gun laws, food portion sizes.
TV evangelist. Yeah. I
agree.
Yeah. I have an issue with all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, cool. All right. Well, do we want to do one more? Does anybody have like a really short one?
I have a really short one, and I think we need to cover it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Right, because this is concerning your health, guys.
Okay.
Doctors warn you against holding in farts, and say it can have grim consequences. So,
my child literally cut one in front of Allie right before we started. Like, so clearly he is healthy on all fronts.
I have had female friends have doctors tell them this for real.
Yeah.
Like they're like, so you don't fart in front of your boyfriend? You need to start like at least sometimes or just like go to the other room or something. Cause don't hold them all in.
All right. So here's the reason real quick, run down through it.
All right.
This came obviously through Mirror.
Of course.
It originated on TikTok, of course, like all things.
Okay.
In the TikTok, this doctor explained that if you hold in your fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your bloodstream. And
does that make you a shitty person?
It gets reabsorbed into your bloodstream and it gets breathed out when you exhale. And I got that makes you a shitty person. So it gets absorbed into your bloodstream and then it gets breathed out whenever you exhale.
So do you think that like people with halitosis,
that's actually just holding farts?
Yeah, they're just fart holders.
Oh my God.
Fart holders. Just saying. We call a spade a spade on the Tether Radio podcast.
This says digested food that isn't broken down is chewed up by bacteria that produces microscopic gas that accumulates and becomes
macroscopic and then fucking pours out.
Then it flies out when you fart, pretty much.
Okay.
So that episode of South Park where they depicted the fart and then like little bits of shit going into your nose. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah.
It's actually real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, how do you think that you smell it? It has to be microscopic pieces of shit because it smells like shit.
So, don't hold in your farts because you will exhale them and they will go into your bloodstream. There you go.
So that brings me to our sponsor for this episode, Shreddies, flatulence filtering underwear. I'm kidding. I'm kidding that they sponsored us. It's a real thing.
It is a real
Look it up, myshreddies.com.
The ads are terrible.
And it's great. Like, it's apparently like
people farting into each other's faces, but they're fine because the underwear is on. I'm like,
they're smiling.
This feels like kink. this feels like a kink.
Don't you kink shame me.
Farting into faces.
God,
that kink is made to be shamed.
Well, tell us what kinks you all think we should shame. You can send all of that in addition to any recommendations and all the jazz in between to tetherradio@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, same handle @tether_radio. Facebook, all one word. Tether Radio. We've got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. Join it. Your crazy Aunt Karen and Uncle Billy, they won't see what weird shit that you post in there. And they also won't see the amazing polls that Larry posts in there. So we also have our Read with Tether Facebook group. If you're hearing this, you missed out on the last book. But fear not, we will have another one. I don't have any announcements really for that for this week. We've got the Tether Radio newsletter that goes out every Monday before the full episode. It's amazing. Allie puts it together every week. It's got all of our show notes. It's got, it literally has something for everyone. You can check it out at tetherradio.substack.com, or you can go there and you can type in your little email address and subscribe, and it'll come packaged with a nice little bow every Monday to your email. And so you don't have to go anywhere for it. So we recommend subscribing. It's awesome every week. We also have the Tether Radio Untethered on Thursdays. We will not have one this week, but I'd say we'll probably get back in the saddle for next week. So, anybody else got anything to sign off with?
No.
Nope.
Just don't hold in your farts, man.
All right. Don't hold in your farts because they'll come out your mouth. Anywho, this has been episode 166 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
I'm Larry.
And we thank you so much for joining us for right around 1 hour and 30 minutes. Hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.